This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By the rude bridge that arcs the flood, their breeze to April's flag unfurled. Here, once embattled farmer stood, and fired the shot heard round the world. It is 4/19/2019, exactly 244 years ago. Today, this morning, actually early morning, since a small local militia stood on the Lexington Green there in Massachusetts and the Revolutionary War had begun. Today is Patriots Day, ladies and gentlemen, and you know we could not let it go unrecognized here on the Power Hour. I'm your honored host, Daniel Bergman. Again, welcome to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. You're in the right place, let me assure you. In honor of Patriots Day, I'm reprinting copies of my book, Forever 1776. They're available at the store now. We're going to give away 10 of them for free. All you got to do, you can call. I don't care if you're going to buy something or you're going to not buy something. I think she's got 20. Maybe we'll give away 20, all 20 for free. But I sent 20 extra ones there. Definitely we're going to give away 10. You call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Tell me you want a free book. You just pay for the shipping, you know, $3 or whatever it is, and she'll send you a book. If you're buying anything, if you're going to buy, spend $50 or whatever, she'll throw it in with your shipping as she ships the other products to you. So there you go, for honor of Patriots Day. Later in the broadcast, we're going to talk more about some of the history, some maybe little-known stories or little-known facts, and get into some of I don't want to say mythology, but the doctrine, the revolutionary ideas that made the revolution, why they're so important and why they're under attack. All these, if we let them die, there's only one place that it lives in our hearts and minds. There's only one place the Declaration of Independence lives, and that's within you, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to discuss that. Uncle Kevin will join us. We'll have the news. But waiting now, on hold, is our good friend Daniel Esselin. He's been joining here regularly. It's been such a treat. He's, of course, a world-renowned, award-winning investigative journalist, TV personality. His new book, In the Shadows of a Presidency, it details the titanic struggle going on within the administration, why Trump is president, and what exactly this means and his success and how important it is or isn't for our future. The battle is still raging, ladies and gentlemen, and here to chronicle it is Daniel Esselin. Daniel, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's so wonderful to be back on your show. This is my home away from home. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you feel that way. Well, speaking of home away from home, Mueller in the news. I mean, nothing's been more in the news than Mueller over the past two
Mueller
or three years.
Mueller in the news. Somebody just woke up from a two-year coma, and Mueller is still in the news.
Yeah, Mueller's still here. I mean, that's been his home away from home. The Mueller report was released. Not really a lot of nothing, but that doesn't stop Clapper from getting on TV and saying this means impeachment or could mean impeachment. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're seeing that war. There's a major story going on behind the scenes that really nobody in America is talking about, but we got you here to talk about it, and that's why you're here. So you start wherever you want, Mueller or in Mexico, wherever.
Well, we're going to get to Mexico in a second, but it's a very important story. I mean, Mexico has a lot to offer to the United States as a partner in the future of both countries. But there are a lot of people there who are not happy with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador working together with Donald Trump, and they're going to go out of their way to make sure they're going to take him down any way they possibly can. At least they're going to try. But let's start with Trump and the Mueller's report, you said, and goes on. It goes on and on and on. Now, Trump is not a Republican president. He campaigned as an individual. He challenged 16 other candidates in the Republican primaries, almost all of whom were tied to the previous Bush administration. In the general election, he ran not only against Hillary Clinton, but also against the entrenched pro-war faction within the Republican Party itself. As I said before, the war is not between the Republicans and the Democrats, it's between the two different models, because most of the Republicans, and we can talk about the Bushes, they voted for Hillary Clinton. So Trump ran against the Republicans, he ran against Hillary Clinton, he ran against the eight-year record of Barack Obama, but he also ran against the policies and outlook of the Bush-Cheney regime. So if one looks at this unholy alliance Daniel, that today is seeking to topple the Trump administration. It includes the now former FBI Director James Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, and other dirty elements within the covert intelligence community. It also includes Democratic Party bagman George Soros and leading congressional Democrats such as Senator Charles Schumer. It includes former Vice President Dick Cheney and now dead Republican Senator John McCain, and also Lindsey Graham and others, you know, neocon riffraff remnants from the Bush administration. So what all of these institutions and individuals have in common is their hysterical commitment to get the United States back on track for now an all-out war against Russia and China and anyone who might be against the liberal banking financier order. At first glance, it seems self-evident that the core of the Get Trump apparatus is the right-wing neocon crowd, or perhaps as they're often referred to today, the deep state phenomenon. But such a characterization, although accurate up to a point, is ultimately superficial in the sense that it doesn't go into the inner nature of the organized evil that has dominated America's national institutions increasingly since the murder of President John F. Kennedy, and most specifically since September 11, 2001. The actual nature of the beast now that threatens both constitutional government in the United States as well as world peace is the collapse of the Bretton Woods economic model and the liberal banking financier global elite whose most precious geopolitical interests are threatened by an international order alternative to the liberal banking order. The deep state also includes the remnants of the British Empire imperialists whose frantic efforts is now fully underway in the United States and internationally. As you know, you mentioned Mexico initially. We're going to get to it in a minute. Its aim is to crush the potential represented by Trump presidency, a potential which could consign these elites and their murderous post-World War II New World Order to the dustbin of history. To win, Trump must kick over the elite Washington devil's chessboard completely. There's no money to realize an infrastructure program which could actually create jobs and restart the economy under the prevailing banking and budgetary axioms. Moreover, the powder keg, which is the Wall Street London bubble economy, could explode at any moment, so the Glass-Steagall must be in place before that happens. At the same time, the Bush and Obama leftovers, together with London and London's NATO allies, remain on a war course with Russia, and it is the president's suggestions for peace that have made him the chief target of the present McCarthyite hysterica, because against hysteria, rather, if you remember way back when Trump said that, well, you know, it's normal for the two superpowers, nuclear superpowers, to actually get along. Well, we know what happened afterwards. So whatever the Russians are accused of doing with respect to the American elections is chump change, Daniel, when compared to what the United States has done through George Soros and National Endowment for Democracy in engineering regime changes in country after country throughout the world, all in the name of free elections. The techniques employed in those revolutions, the cartoonish evil monster image of the target, the use of various color and other symbols to unify a population whose rage has been focused on the target, 24-hour-a-day propaganda incitement by the controlled media, and the complete lack of an actual political program or alternative leadership to that of the target since succession and program are being arranged in Washington or London, are now on full display against Donald Trump. It was this when Trump ran for presidency, it was thus when he won the presidency, and it is exactly as it is now that he finally dismantled the Mueller's Russiagate conspiracy. You know, perhaps some Democrats or liberals take solace in the anti-Trump role of the progressives, and I say it loosely, you know, putting it in quotes, George Soros, as evidence that they're somehow on the other side, you know, of the divide. But George Soros is nothing but an asset of the deep state faction now pushing for all-out global war. The anti-Trump rhetoric, which oozes from the orifices of all these people, is all scripted by the war faction. You know, when Dick Cheney and George Soros join hands to bring down a duly elected American president, one might hope that this would be sufficient to cause even the most diluted anti-Trump protesters to stop and question. The real issue here is not party politics, but gnawing fear in the hearts of America's elected officials, what it means for Trump to actually win this war against the deep state, against the liberal banking financier order. This behavior is all fear-driven within the context of a state apparatus where there are no secrets, where, you know, as Edward Snowden and others have shown, every misdeed, every transgression of every member of Congress is now an open book to the National Security Agency and their allies. Blackmail, or worse, is the order of the day. The recent performance of leading Democrats and the leading Republicans and the leading mainstream media stands out for two things. One is that they're all being used. They're the window dressing, albeit a necessary political cover, for the ongoing coup against the President of the United States. As such, their cowardice at a time of an all-out assault on Americans' constitutional government by elements of the deep state amounts to near or actual treason. And second, and even greater importance, is the determination by elements within the British Empire apparatus to restart the war drive against Russia and against China, and eventually, were it to be realized, which would render all of these congressmen as accomplices. Now, accomplices, and this brings me to Mexico. As I said before, the operation to take down Trump is not only America's based within the Republican or the Democratic Party. It's not European-based because, again, as I said so many times and I explain in my book, In the Shadows of the Presidency, Trump is fighting the combined efforts of the global liberal banking financier elite. We're talking about International Monetary Fund. We're talking about the World Bank, we're talking about European Central Bank, G7, NATO lines. These are all elements of the global liberal banking financier Bretton Woods order based on the concept of infinite growth on a finite planet. He's winning that war, but there's a new element which we have to consider. That brings me to Mexico. There's a company in Mexico called Cruz Azul.
Hey, Dana, let's pause right there. Dana, let's pause right there because we're literally 10 seconds. 10 seconds, we're going on a break. This is one of the most profound breakdowns you just gave. Succinct, profound breakdowns I've ever heard on the subject. You are on fire. It's like you're reading from a book you wrote. I mean, this is unbelievable how good the information is today. On the other side, something nobody is talking about Mexico. This is how, I don't want to use the word dire, it's not dire. This is how cage match, life or death, big, I mean, David and Goliath, I mean, the whole thing right now. Other side, Daniel Estlin, English.DanielEstlin.com, ThePowerHour.com.
Dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio. It's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com.
Made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're talking to Daniel Estulin, and he broke down the Titanic clash that's going on in the administration. Two competing systems, two competing ideas, the banking system versus the industrialists, more or less. That's basically what it is. The making numbers out of nothing and then people who actually build something. What does that mean? It means we're right in the middle of it, and everything you're seeing on the media and the Mueller report and the CIA and the CNNs and the Foxes and all this, it's all a poorly veiled attempt to keep us from really knowing what is going on behind the scenes. And with that, there is a major, major story coming right out of Mexico right now. Daniel, pick it up right there.
It's important, again, for people to understand the fight is between the liberal banking financier order and the isolationist industrialists, and their faces, Donald Trump. The point is that the fight is not only to the death in the United States. Globally, it's a fight for survival between the two different models. Mexico right now is a key element. It's the ground zero of the operation. There's a company in Mexico called Cruz Azul, Blue Cross. It's the cooperative. It was founded way back when in 1881. In other words, they've been around for three centuries. And it's one of the most important organizations in Mexico. It was founded with British money, but eventually bought by Mexican workers with the help of Mexican government. Now, for the past 30 years, this cooperative, Cruz Azul, was led by Guillermo Billy Alvarez. Now, Billy Alvarez's model for the cooperative is a neoliberal structure. Blue Cross is a cement company, one of the biggest in Latin America. They made a lot of money, especially since the North American Free Trade Agreement was signed way back when. They own one of Mexico's most popular football teams, Cruz Azul. Their fan base is over 7 million people. Think of them as the Dallas Cowboys, Cruz Azul football team of Mexican football. technically their cooperative, but for all intents and purposes, Cruz Azul, under Billy, Guillermo Billy Alvarez, is a hardcore partisan dictatorship, a reign of terror ruled with an iron fist by this man. Alvarez is a point man for all the dirty operations against the President of the United States. Behind him, a former Mexican president who despised Donald Trump, Salinas de Gortari, Fox, who was behind the North American Free Trade Agreement, Calderon and the last president, Peña Nieto, who lost. Alvarez's name appears in the Panama Papers. He's under the investigation by the DEA for drug and money laundering, and the government of Mexico is taking a hard, long look at his finances. Mexican IRS, called the Unidad Financiera de México, then investigating his finances and also laundering and disappearing of over $1 billion for the purposes of these operations against the interests not only of Donald Trump, but also to take down Mexicans' newly elected President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. This is a large-scale operation full of a lot of murky details. Now, one of the least known parts is the fact that this Guillermo Billy Alvarez controls a large segment of the judiciary. In other words, part of the Supreme Court and part of the judiciary is under his control. We've seen arbitrary imprisonments, such as the case last week of one of the most important opponents of Guillermo Alvarez, Victor Velázquez, was actually released yesterday after spending a week in Mexico's Alcatraz on trumped-up charges. So again, what we're seeing right now, all of these operations, we can also include in this again, George Soros, the Clinton Foundation. This is where the money is coming from. This is where the backing is coming from. And this is where the operations from Mexico to take down Donald Trump is originating. And again, Trump is fighting front and center against his own party, against the Democrats, against European liberal banking financier elite. But he has to be very careful because, again, his back is being exposed and Mexico is the backside of the United States. And he has to be very careful because that operation can actually cause a lot of damage to the interests of the United States.
What this, I mean, right out in plain open, they're, so these corporations, they don't care anything about funneling all these profits, sucking it out from the people, funneling them to directly to direct operations to undermine Donald Trump. I mean, now all the corporations, so obviously the corporations are in bed with the financiers. They're in bed with the Federal Reserve type system. I mean, this is massive what you're telling us.
Well, but Daniel, more than anything else, what Trump and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, they represent, both of them, the untapped potential of the American system of economy, of technological progress, of infrastructure and development that will improve the lives of everyone per square mile of space against nature. Thus, the unprecedented hysteria of the mainstream media, both in the United States and in Mexico. I mean, we saw what happened with Jorge Ramos. He attended, I think it was 3 or 4 days ago, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Mexico's president. He holds daily press conferences on a variety of issues. Jorge Ramos, who was ejected out of Donald Trump's press conference, I can't remember whether it was last year or the year before, he's done the same thing. He's part of the takedown of both Donald Trump and Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico.
Hold that thought. There's the music. We'll be right back. More on the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
David and Louise Turpin have been sentenced to 25 years in prison for abusing their 13 children. Louise Turpin, the mother, sat crying while she repeatedly asked for forgiveness.
I want them to know how special they are and how very proud I am of them. I pray for my children every day. I want to say again how truly sorry I am for everything I've done for them.
The Mueller report released Thursday morning said there was not enough evidence to charge President Trump with collusion between his campaign and Russia during the 2016 presidential election. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells Fox News the whole report was biased.
I mean, that was not a fairly written report. It was a one-sided, highly biased report.
The president is spending Easter at his Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Feed up, please. Welcome back to the Power Hour over at the Power Mall. We've got great specials on iComplex, the amount of food storage. You may want to think about everything's going on. On top of that, the floods. We put it on sale because of all the floods going on. Just have something. Whether you buy a new manor or buy whatever, have something in your house. Go to the store, buy a little extra, buy essential salt, oil, olive oil. If you have oil, olive oil and like where oxygen or, and light sunlight can't hit it, it'll last a long time. Vitamir toothpaste, we've got buy one, get one free. Also, if you want a free copy, today's Patriot's Day, if you want a free copy of Forever 1776, my book, free copy. We're going to give away 10 or 20 of them over there at the Power Mall. Give Jay a call, she'll give you one. If you're buying something over $50, she'll put it right in your shipping so that you won't have to pay shipping. Otherwise, just, you know, pay a few dollars just for cover shipping, and we'd appreciate that. So over at the Power Mall, we thank you for your purchases. A lot of people bought the air purifiers from Sunair, which are fantastic. Dale Mitchell, it's that time of year again. It's a fantastic product, so check that out. The Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Back to Daniel. You know, we talked in almost ad nauseum about the political reasons why so many people coming out of the woodworks, Republican, Democrat, whatever, are coming out against Donald Trump. Let's talk about the economic reasons. Let's talk about the economic potential of America and why we see just the opposite going on.
Well, you know, the unprecedented hysteria, and I mean, we can think of an alternative adjective, but I think that's what it is, unprecedented hysteria of the mainstream media and the neocons on both sides of the Atlantic over the election of Donald Trump is material for first class, a lesson on the real dynamics now unfolding on the global strategic stage. It makes crystal clear, even for the most naive adherent of political correctness, that what is happening has nothing to do with the interest of one party or one state against another. It has to do with the methods used by a collapsing empire against the emergence of a new paradigm, the precise content of which has not yet been clearly designed or defined, but which nonetheless represents the rejection of the system of globalization. Now, earlier I mentioned the American economic model. Clearly, President Trump's views of supporting the American credit system are not merely a subject of historical curiosity, but of keenest relevance to the present crisis. The world today, Daniel, is run by monetary systems, not by national credit systems. Now, you don't want a monetary system to run the world. You want sovereign nation states to have their own credit systems, which is a system of their own currency. And above all, what you want is productive, non-inflationary credit created by the state, as is firmly stated in the American Constitution. Now, this sound fiscal policy of credit creation by nation states has currently been excluded by the Maastricht Treaty from even being considered as an economic and financial stratagem for Europe and their European Union. A monetary system is a creation of the financial oligarchy that basically treats humanity like cattle. It is how the elite have operated for centuries. Oligarchies exist by controlling the coin of the realm. They control its price and control its availability, thereby controlling the people. They use their money to control and to manipulate our world. This is the system of empire. This is the system that Alexander Hamilton challenged when the United States was created and the United States credit system invented. Now, if you remember, Alexander Hamilton said, "We are not going to ask you for money. We're a sovereign country. We create our own money. We will create credit, and we will work in the economy in order to increase the productivity of our people. Then we will fund infrastructure projects, manufacturing projects. We'll fund things that increase labor productivity and make the economy more productive and therefore richer." This is how real wealth is created, the production process. So instead of borrowing money from the oligarchs, you create your own money as a sovereign nation and use it to escape from the clutches of the oligarchy. And this is what allowed the United States to resist the continuous attempts of the British Empire way back when to recover the United States as its imperial protectorate. The difference, Daniel, between the monetary and credit system is the principle on which the current oligarchic system is based. The American system meant using the government's ability to generate credit and other means to create national wealth through technological progress. It was abhorred by the British enemies of the American Revolution, who sought to destroy it from the time it was first conceived by George Washington's Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton, and also articulated in Hamilton's 1791 report on manufacturers. But if you remember, Britain's Adam Smith wrote his famous Wealth of Nations treatise as a first-generation polemic against the American system, as expressed by Hamilton and his immediate circle of supporters, which included Benjamin Franklin's friend, the Irish-born activist Matthew Carey, and his son Henry Carey. To the British, Smith's free trade argument meant freedom to accumulate wealth through exploitation in every form, from slavery to drug trafficking to speculation and finally usury. The physical economic potential in the form of productive employment and workplaces has been sacrificed worldwide in favor of maintaining an increase in the claims of usury and also speculation against the declining volume of actual physical wealth production. And this is what Donald Trump has promised to do. This is what Mexican new president Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has an 84% approval rating 4 months after becoming being sworn in as president of Mexico. This is what these two great countries are working towards in an ideal world if they were allowed to actually work together as two independent nation states. And that's why in the United States and also in Mexico, as I said before, via Cruz Azul Blue Cross, via its dictatorial strongman henchman Guillermo Billy Alvarez, the Clinton Foundation, the George Soros Foundation, you know, the Jorge Ramoses of this world, this is what is being done, an attempt to dismantle Mexican and the United States friendship, economic agreements in the future, and also to destroy both Mexican presidency and the United States presidency of Donald Trump.
Where do you think we are in this experiment? Obviously, the it's like you got parasites wherever it goes. He's trying to walk to the finish line or walk to the starting, even the starting gate, and he's got parasites hanging off of it everywhere from out of the woodwork.
Washington establishment was taken totally by surprise by Trump's victory and understood that a great cleanup would occur in which many of its members would lose their political position and maybe even their lives and economic spin-offs connected to the international alliances globally. Now, this assessment is accurate, but characterizes only one aspect of the situation. Now, apparently the transatlantic neoliberal establishment is having a very hard time accepting the fact that Trump was democratically elected. Their world is coming apart, as German Chancellor Angela Merkel put it, you know, when Trump was first elected. They're shocked, as her defense minister Ursula von der Leyen expressed it as well. So the world that is coming apart is their unipolar world, which the neocons of the Bush administration put into effect when the Soviet Union broke up back in 1991. So at that point, the neocons proclaimed the project for a new American century to consolidate a world empire on the basis of the Anglo-American special relationship. So governments that would not buckle under to this unipolar world would be eliminated over the course of time through a policy of regime change operations, for example, by color revolutions financed from the outside, as Victoria Nuland, the now infamous, unblushingly admitted in the case of the Ukraine. You remember that the United States State Department spent $5 million on the NGOs. They had no trouble meddling in other countries' elections and operations. But this policy also involved direct military intervention under the pretext of the defense of democracy and human rights. Where do we start? Iraq, Libya, Syria. We can just go anywhere across the world and we can find a spot where they've interfered in the name of defense of democracy. And naturally, Russia and China were the ultimate targets of this global regime change policy. The European Union bureaucracy was the unnamed junior partner in this arrangement, let's say a beneficiary of the globalization system, and itself eager for maximum imperial expansion, and only sporadically entering into competition with the dominance of the City of London and also Wall Street. The prerequisite for membership in this unipolar world's establishment club was naturally the adoption of the official narrative that all these destabilizations of democratically elected governments and all of these wars were about freedom. democracy, human rights, while those targeted were always dictators and demons. And of course, all those who wore such unipolar glasses.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The power.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, John, is Daniel still there, or did he disconnect? Okay, call him back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got one more segment with Daniel. We got cut off there. It's obvious that this story out of Mexico. No, I don't know of anybody really talking about this in America. Daniel claims $4 billion. I mean, we're talking in the billions of dollars is basically being siphoned from the biggest concrete company in Latin America. and used directly to now fight Donald Trump. Do we have Daniel back?
Yep.
Okay, this is the last segment with you, Daniel. Last section. Like to finish up. Daniel, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. You have the United Nations, which is, is the United Nations math on this, on the side of the financiers?
Well, the United Nations is obviously on the side of people who are against Donald Trump. It's part of the liberal global financial order. So needless to say, absolutely they're against interests of Donald Trump or whatever he is that he's trying to put together.
Okay. Well, how do you think this is going to shake out coming the next election? You think Donald Trump is going to get reelected?
Well, I absolutely think that not only is he going to get, but he is already reelected. I think it's a foregone conclusion. Again, what we're seeing right now with Trump, a person who won the United States elections, who, as Obama said of Putin, does not belong to the team, who agrees with Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and an array of conservative military figures that these regime change wars must be stopped, and who even as the ultimate desecration of taboos wants to reestablish normal relations with Russia. Respected American investigative reporter Robert Perry, he compared the methods being used by the American intelligence services against Trump to Edward Hoover's blackmail tactics. You know, what is spectacular about the operation against Trump is that British intelligence and its American counterparts who work together, which have operated for decades as spooks in the shadows, have now been forced to expose themselves openly. This empire is something other than the nations of the United States and Great Britain. It is the oligarchical forces exerting their power through the transatlantic neoliberal financial system and the military defense of the unipolar world order. And they don't care a whit about the general welfare of the populations in whose nations they happen to live. A global revolution, Daniel, is underway against this empire, which found expression in the Brexit in England, just as it did in Trump's victory in the United States, the no to Renzi's referendum in Italy, and not to mention the rise of nationalist movements across Europe. The assertion that Putin stole the elections from Hillary Clinton, that he will meddle in the coming elections in Canada, in European countries, is the collapsing empire's a desperate attempt to somehow hold on to the authority to control the narrative. Now, as far as Russia is concerned, Russia's offshore aristocracy, which is in bed with the United States offshore aristocracy, and now is now in opposition not only to Putin, but also to Donald Trump. And this resistance is bound to escalate into a war of extermination. Globalists will fight to the end. There's no doubt about it, because, again, there's simply not enough for everyone. Only one of these groups can survive. The pro-Clinton liberals will have to be ousted from power at all possible levels, and new or old Prime Minister Medvedev, who has long been openly inclined to cooperate with global financial institutions and overly supported Hillary Clinton, will not escape that fate. And we're seeing the takedown of a lot of liberal banking financiers in Russia today, as well as in Europe, as well as the United States. And again, at the global level.
Is this even possible? I mean, what you're saying, we're seeing indictments, sealed indictments now around this Mueller report, some of the actions of the FBI. Russia, probably similar things are going on there, a backlash there. Is it really possible that Trump, the administration, can really drain the swamp to any degree?
I don't know if they can drain the swamp, because unfortunately for Trump, he's surrounded by traitors. Again, if we talk about North Korea, the whole thing was scuttled. Trump and Kim had an agreement in place. That thing was cut off by Bolton, Abrams, Pompeo, all these people. They're leftovers of the Cheney, George W. Bush regime. These are the liberal banking financiers, so masquerading themselves as patriots and nationals. They're not patriots. They're traitors. And again, globally, we're seeing the same level of support for Clinton inside European Central Bank, International Monetary Fund, Council of Europe, European Parliament, endless American think tanks, liberal lobby groups, both in Europe and the United States. And this is what Trump has cut out for him. Again, Trump will need to be in power for 20 years to even start scratching the surface. Putin has been there for 18, and he's still not in a position to get rid of the general director of Russia Central Bank, because as I explained previously, I can't remember what it was, last week or the week before, Russia's economic and monetary policy is not decided in Moscow. It's written in the offices of International Monetary Fund in Washington. So absolutely, until we can get rid of these institutions, there's no way in hell that the liberals will allow Russia, the United States, or the United States and Mexico to work together towards a betterment for humanity.
You said something interesting at the beginning, not interesting, but really shocking, that this liberal banking institute, they have a plan to go forward, America at war with Russia and China, and, you know, everything else be darned, they're going straight for it. Is that really what we're talking about? We're either talking
about taking
a U-turn away from that?
You're looking at $4 quadrillion global debt, whether we're talking about, you know, the housing market, the bonds, the derivatives. When you add it all up, that's $4 quadrillion. There are many ways out of the crisis, but again, the quickest is war, because it writes off debts and responsibilities. And that's what the elite are trying to do. And we're seeing it again, which is why the Middle East for them is such a wonderful territory, because you have the Jews on the one hand, you have Arabs and oil on the other. And you're seeing this push, whether it's in Syria, whether it's the gold Heights, whether it's with Iran, you know, an all-out effort to get these two sides to actually go at it. But now,
We got about,
you know, cooler heads prevailed.
We got about a minute. Give us some good news that you see on the horizon for the next 4 years.
Good news on the horizon. Maybe Kawhi Leonard will stay in Toronto. We're going to win the NBA championship this year. I think, again, it's very important for Trump to win the presidency. People have to understand, in the United States and globally, I'm not American, I'm Russian, but in Russia, most sane people are pro-Donald Trump, because we understand that Trump's presidency is a way out of the crisis for the entire global system, because, again, our fight is not against the United States. It's a global fight against the liberal banking financier order, be it in the United States, be it in Mexico, be it in Russia or in Europe. Until they're taken down, we as people have no future.
So, I mean, you said this before, so just to be clear to everybody, the next few years are going to be stark. They're going to be times of contrast and times of conflict, really, as all this is being overturned. That's what you see, yes?
Absolutely.
God bless you, Daniel. Great to be with you.
Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.